He had hair of dark gold that fell to his shoulders, and the shadow of a beard resulting from several days without shaving. He wore a casual dark blue sports suit over a white t-shirt, and he held the bronze sword of a hob, stained with their dark blood, in either hand. He regarded me with the calm, remote eyes of a great cat, and he showed me some of his teeth when he saw me. His name was Kincaid, and he was a professional assassin. Next to him was a young woman with long, curling brown hair and flashing dark eyes. Her jeans were tight enough to show off some nice curves, but not too tight to move in, and she held a slender rod, maybe 5 feet long, in one hand, carved with runes and sigils, not too unlike mine. Captain Lucio had a long plastic tube hanging from a strap over one of her shoulders, its top dangling loose. Odds were good that her silver sword was still stowed inside it. I knew that when she smiled, she had killer dimples, but from the expression on her face, I wasn't going to be exposed to that hazard anytime soon. Her features were hard and guarded, though they did not entirely hide a fierce rage. Hopefully, it was reserved for the attacking Hobbs and not for me. The captain was not someone I wanted angry at me. Standing between and slightly behind the two adults was a girl, not much older than all the other children who had taken refuge in the hall. She'd grown more than a foot since the last time I'd seen her, about 5 years ago. She still looked like a neatly dressed, perfectly groomed child, except for her eyes. Her eyes were creepily out of place in that innocent face, heavy with knowledge and all the burdens that come with it. The archive put a hand on Kincaid's elbow, and the hired killer lowered his swords. The girl stepped forward and said, "Hello, Mr. Dresden." "Hello, Ivy," I responded, nodding politely. "If these creatures were under your command," the little girl said in a level tone, "I'm going to execute you." She didn't make it a threat. There wasn't enough interest in her voice for it to be that. The archive just stated it as a simple and undeniable fact. The scary part was that if she decided to kill me, there'd be little I could do about it. The child wasn't simply a child. She was the archive, the embodied memory of humanity, a living repository of the knowledge of mankind. When she was 6 or 7, I'd seen her kill a dozen of the most dangerous warriors of the Red Court. It took her about as much effort as it takes me to open the wrapper on a stack of crackers. The archive was power with a capital P and operated on an entirely different level than I did. "Of course they weren't under his command," Lucio said. She glanced at me and arched an eyebrow. "How could you even suspect such a thing?" "I find it unlikely that an attack of this magnitude could be anything but a deliberate attempt to abduct or assassinate me. Mab and Titania have involved themselves in this business," the archive said in a matter-of-fact tone. "Mr. Dresden is currently Winter's emissary in this affair. And need I remind you that Hobbs are beholden to Winter, to Mab?" She hadn't needed to remind me, though I'd been putting that thought off for a while.